USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump calling on the Capitol protesters to go home in peace.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time.
At least one protester was shot and taken to a nearby hospital. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News what he heard.
I'm with Capitol Police. I heard on the radio, shots fired.
Police are trying to regain order, and members of Congress were working to certify the results of the presidential election. That certification was put on hold. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm about a third of the way through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, for the first time ever, Energized Health is offering a buy one, get one free special. Take advantage of this life-changing opportunity for you and someone you love. Buy one, get one free. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or go to EnergizedHealth.com. Two for one. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Continuing coverage of one of our top stories, President-elect Joe Biden reacts to the news that our U.S. Capitol has been breached by protesters.
Our democracy is under unprecedented assault, unlike anything we've seen in modern times. An assault on the citadel of liberty.
Biden continues.
What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness.
The Trump administration says they have delivered 20 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Speaking with reporters, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging states to move as quickly as possible rather than leave vaccines sitting in freezers.
We've been examining the challenges that might have slowed the ramp up of administrations over the last several weeks. We're taking immediate action, and we're laying out ways for states to speed up administration even more.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 131,000 Americans are being treated for the coronavirus in hospital beds as of Tuesday. The COVID tracking project says that includes over 23,000 fighting in ICUs. The project also noted nearly 3,500 deaths were reported on Tuesday. Dr. Ryan Romero tells ABC News these new virus strains that keep showing up in the United States are causing problems as well.
I think the assessment is right that this third wave has been very aggressive, much more so than the last two. I don't know that we have any positive evidence of a U.S.-based, more virulent version of this virus, but it's certainly possible. I mean, it's the nature of viruses to evolve towards transmissibility. And when you have one like this, it's so widespread, there's going to be a lot of variants around. Now, you know, I don't think we have any reason to believe that any new variants would be less susceptible to the vaccine. So the plan, I think, in that respect, remains the same.
A major college football award was handed out Tuesday night.
College football's top award has gone to a wide receiver for the first time in nearly 30 years. Alabama wideout Devonta Smith beat out teammate and quarterback Mac Jones, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask. Smith is the first receiver to win the award as college football's top player since Michigan's Desmond Howard won the trophy in 1991. Smith led the nation in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.